You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Childcare may get an assist soon in the Mountain West. Montana's governor has signed a bill into law that may reduce costs by increasing the number of families eligible to enroll in state-supported programs. This month, the NEE Casey Foundation ranked Montana 18th for kids' overall health. But the state, along with Wyoming and Idaho, have not escaped the nationwide childcare affordability crisis. Wyoming ranks 27th in child welfare. In Montana, a year of child care can cost $8,600, as much as tuition at Montana State University. Representative Alice Buckley is a Democrat from Bozeman. She was behind the bill.
This is the most substantial piece of child care policy that we've ever passed in Montana. In and of itself, that is a huge win in terms of actually investing in child care and taking our child care crisis seriously.
Half of Montana counties are considered childcare deserts. While more families will benefit from increased access to childcare, Buckley argues the benefits will trickle down to all segments of the economy.
When we invest in childcare and make childcare more affordable and more accessible, it's not only important for families and for those kiddos, but also for Montana small businesses, for communities. So it's really a workforce and economic development issue.
Buckley adds, being able to afford childcare can mean the difference between someone taking a job and having to stay out of the workforce. The law goes into effect next week. Visitor numbers to Yellowstone are down from 2022. But America's national parks are bracing for another record year of attendance. Eric Tegedoff reports overcrowding could take away some of the magic.
National parks saw more than 300 million visitors in 2022. However, Professor Emily Wakefield at Boise State University says parks are seeing funding decreasing year after year.
How to use the funds that do exist to address the backlog of maintenance that hasn't been kept up, but also to plan for new technologies. So things like electric bikes or recreational motorhomes that are now twice the size of regular homes.
Wakefield says this also challenges gateway communities that surround parks, some of which became popular so-called Zoom towns during the pandemic, as people moved to places where they could be near outdoor recreation while working remotely.
Eric Tegedoff reporting. Concerns are growing in the West about nuclear waste transportation. The Snake River Alliance is hosting a webinar today on these concerns, heightened by the potential of a temporary waste facility opening in New Mexico. Kevin Camps is the radioactive waste specialist for Beyond Nuclear. He says these fears are combined with the recent train derailment of toxic waste in Ohio. He says the federal government and nuclear power industry are rushing to create the New Mexico temporary waste facility.
These dumps that are proposed are called consolidated interim storage facilities, which means it's only temporary and the waste will have to move again. So it's really wrongheaded. It's going to automatically double transportation risks.
In May, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued a license for the temporary waste site in New Mexico. The Biden administration says nuclear power is a key component for the country's clean energy future. However, state officials in New Mexico have voiced their opposition to the facility. You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.